Let's take a deep breath in through our noses and out through our mouth. And let's talk a little bit about how not to write in your gratitude journal. Robert Emmons, the most well-known researcher on gratitude, recalls one woman who wrote the same gratitude list every day. My cat, my dog, my apartment. She only changed the order in which she put the three of them. And to this, Emmons concluded that this woman probably didn't feel the fruits of gratitude, because she didn't put much thought and care into the task. I think this is the best example on this, because many people try gratitude and try writing in their gratitude journal or just write gratitude lists, but don't know how to do it properly. And at the end of the day, they don't see the results, and so they don't continue with the habit, or they think that gratitude just doesn't work for them. And another thing that I want to add to this is, if you take this up as a task, something that you need to do, and at times you need to do it fast, don't try to write as many things you could be grateful for as possible. Focus on one thing and go deep. Our goal here being to get to the feeling of gratitude instead of just the idea of gratitude. So don't write in a rush just to have many things there on your list without taking a little bit of time to actually experience them, to feel the gratitude for them. Another mistake that people make, according to research, is that they try to write every day. Having a habit is amazing, and if you feel that the only solution for you to keep this habit is to write every day, that's awesome, and it's important to keep this habit. But research shows that actually, if we write 2 or 3 times a week about what we are grateful for, but we take the time to go deep and to experience those feelings of gratitude, we will get more benefits from this practice. Let's take 2 examples of gratitude lists. And what I want you to do is to see which one feels better and feels more real, and actually gets you in a more grateful state. Okay? So here is the first one. My family, my legs, insights, hard-earned wisdom, paychecks, a growing bank account, beautiful days, science and spirituality, fingers that work, clean water. And here is the second one. The family members who love and support me. The friends who stick by me through better or worse. The warmth and comfort of my home. The certainty of my next meal, the opportunities I have to improve my life, the freedoms I enjoy every day, the beauty of nature all around me, the instant access to unlimited information online, the ease of transportation and travel, the comfort of my bed as I go to sleep. Which of the two made you feel more grateful? The best way to elicit emotion is to involve as much of our senses as possible, like sight, when we see something that we're grateful for. For instance, when we think about our family, we see them. Also, the warmth of their body when we touch them, when we embrace them. Their specific smell or perfume. When we are grateful about the food, we can think about the different tastes that we are able to experience. And another great tip for this is to ask yourself, why are you grateful for a particular thing? Like, if you just write my legs, that doesn't elicit much emotion. But if you write something like my legs that get me to wherever I need them to, my legs that give me the opportunity to travel the world and experience its beauty, that is a whole nother level, and it makes you feel so much different than just the words themselves. Also, for instance, insights. They are amazing and they are an amazing gift. But why are they an amazing gift? In my opinion, because they free us. They make us realize that we can be even more free and that we can live in a different way, in a better way. And their value is huge because they help us grow and they help us see life from another perspective, and they can change quite a lot in our life. Another example, paychecks. Why are you grateful for paychecks? Because maybe they can help you offer your kids, your family, what they need to keep them safe, or to give them a better education, or that it puts food on the table, or it gives you beautiful experiences. So even if you just write one word or two words for each item on your list, at least ask yourself, why are you grateful for that particular thing? And also try to put in as many details that have to do with the senses. For instance, when you think about your cat or your dog, you can think about how your hand feels when you're patting them, their furry coat, the purring of the cat, the barking of the dog, hopefully in a cute way. You get the idea, right? So next time you write in your gratitude journal, make sure you take these things into consideration, and you will improve the benefits that you receive from this gratitude practice a lot. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you did, hit subscribe, share this episode with your family, with your friends, and don't forget to keep seeking and spreading gratitude.